Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, wishing you all a great day. And when I have an important subject like this, not to be condescending of anyone else who comes on, but I think this is important to everyone. It's about how you can enhance your financial portfolio, increase your returns, decrease your risk. Joining us is Ryan Skinner. He is the principal of Summit Financial Partners. And you can go to the website. It's Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, financialpartners.org. He's here to join us. And as we head into tax season, this probably is drawing a lot more attention than it would during the course of the year, but it deserves attention all year. Ryan, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, Stu. The pleasure is mine.
Well, it's obviously to say these are high-risk times. There is always risk. And the big problem facing everyone, and I'll have you address different segments of people, but when you look at the senior demographic, the retirees, very little discretional income, there are a lot of people out there right now, in spite of what the unemployment numbers are, I don't buy any of that, that are trying to figure out what to do with their money. It's kind of safety and security versus risk. Can you reduce your risk and increase the potential for growth and expansion? So why don't I have you open up on that and talk about your approach to that.
All right, Stu, thank you. Well, let me start by saying this. The greatest crisis, as a Nobel Prize winner economist called it, in the retirement planning today is people are more concerned about the size of their accounts than the size of their guaranteed income. You know, during the accumulation phase, when you're working, it's all about ROI, return on investment. You're trying to build a nest egg. And most folks have an advisor during that phase that's an accumulation specialist. And that advisor's job is to guide the client on the path. But on that journey, things happen. You know, every 7 to 9 years, as you know, since about 1920, we've had what they call a stock market correction, crash. I call it an economic storm. And when these hit, when you're working, it stinks, there's no question. However, you have a paycheck coming in to live on. Now, when you reach within 5 years of retirement or retire, you're in the distribution phase. During this phase, this is where we come in. We're wealth distribution and asset preservation specialists. We help clients to take their nest egg and reposition it to ensure there's no cracks from stock market loss and or nursing home care, which are the two biggest offenders to a happy, healthy retirement. That ROI that's so crucial during the accumulation phase is even more crucial during distribution. Except now that acronym now stands for reliability of income, knowing that you can pay for your food, clothing, and shelter. Month in and month out, year in and year out, regardless of what happens on Wall Street.
Ryan Skinner joining us. The company is summitfinancialpartners.org. Ryan, a situation that everyone faces, and I don't like it when people say to me, don't worry, the market's going down. It'll come back. Small consolation. It's like telling somebody 90, he or she looks young, isn't it?
Yeah, my clients, as I like to put it politely, they're a little too seasoned to, quote, ride out the storm. And when you're in your 30s and 40s, like I said, those statements sting when they come in, they're down, but you have a check to live on. These folks nowadays, this is their livelihood. This is what they need. You know, there's a serious difference in this day and age between what clients need to live on and what Social Security provides. We often forget that when President Roosevelt put Social Security in place, it was a supplement to folks' pensions. Also at that time, during one of his fireside chats when he was asked, "Mr. President, will this ever be taxable?" he said, "No, that would defeat the purpose." Well, today, pensions are a thing of the past for most folks. I have a lot of union clients, but with the exception of that, pensions are a thing of the past, and Social Security is taxable. We need to fill that income gap. How do we do that? Well, we tap into our 401ks and our IRAs and other qualified assets. But most folks coming out of the accumulation phase, well, their 401ks and IRAs, they don't have guaranteed income for life. They're not guaranteed that their 401ks or IRAs will go up every year to outpace inflation. And they're not guaranteed that they're protected from nursing home care. And that's where we have to make adjustments. We have to adapt. It's a different retirement than people's mom and pops.
Yeah, and people, in terms of nursing homes, I mean, it's off the charts. And also protection from stock market losses. You say these are the two biggest offenders to a happy and secure retirement. So assuming that, you may want to make a statement following up on that. Give us, and of course we have a short period of time, but provide some of the tools that people can use that may differentiate you from others in the business.
What we tend to utilize for the baby boomer generation is tools that have insurance products, tools that have guarantees on them so that we know our client's income will go up each and every year, regardless of what happens on Wall Street. But we also have to utilize tools that have upside potential. So when the market does go up, the clients can participate in some of the upsides. So it's very hard. It's trying to find the right balance. It's a very unique situation. It's based on a client's age, the age of the spouse. Do they have rental property or pensions, IRAs, 401ks, things of that nature, and then savings in CDs. And then we go one step further and we have to evaluate, hey, geez, do these folks have kids that may have disabilities that are collecting money from the state? We don't want to jeopardize that.
Summit Financial Partners, as we're about halfway through this, maybe you could just indicate what you do, where you're located, and comprehensively, but rather succinct, and talk just briefly about your staff, and again, give out your website.
Okay. Well, the website is Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, Financial Partners, that's plural, .org. And if you go on there, what we do is we run workshops. We teach Social Security workshops to show clients how to maximize their Social Security, so we can try to reduce that income gap as much as possible. Because like anything you're building in life, you're building from the ground up. So we start with Social Security and pension, what we call foundation income. And then from there we add on, okay, 401ks, IRAs, rental property, and we try to achieve that income for life. Some folks that walk in the door, it's easy. Others, it's not so easy. And these workshops are on our website. Clients can go on, or people can call in and go on, register to attend. Some are Social Security planning. Some are asset planning. Help people to use their assets to fill that income gap.
You talk about protection and use of fixed indexed annuity solutions, and everybody's concerned. You know, there seems to be a general consensus out there that if you have the opportunity to make a lot of money, it's equally offset by the reverse, where you can lose just as much. Not true, right?
Well, on a lot of the tools, for example, anything with a high risk has high return. And what we've learned looking back over history is a lot of the people, they make these paper gains. You know, a lot of people in 2007 were doing great. 2008 came, the economic storm hits us. And that $100,000 that a client would have would drop to $62,000. For that client to get back to $100,000 the next year, they would have to do 62% and do so without taking any income to live on. Now, that's impossible. Most folks I know, they can't afford to live just on Social Security alone. So it's imperative we use a tool that locks in the peaks when the clients make money and avoids the pits.
Yeah, just how does this begin? Someone out there may be interested. They may want to contact you at Summit Financial Partners or one of your staff. Typically, what do? Do you give a consultation? How do people begin? You have to begin at the beginning.
Absolutely. You got to build from the ground up. Yeah, I tell people there's no cost to walk in the door, because what we do is we do a consultation. We're not even sure we can help folks. From there, what we do is we sit down. Now, some of these tools, when you reach retirement age, the only good thing about getting old is this. During your accumulation phase, you're paying a financial advisor or you're paying a 401k administrator, whether you know it or not. During the retirement phase, these tools, well, they pay us to service clients. Now, are there many advisors out there who don't mention that and run wrap fees or charge other fees? Absolutely. But that's not how we run our practice. A client sees exactly how much we make and how we get paid, because that's how it should be. That way they know if they get the service. As far as I'm concerned, I'd rather show them what we're getting paid and over-service them and have them think, wow, I'm getting a lot more value for my money.
We have maybe less than a minute left, 30, 40 seconds. Maybe you can just give a concluding statement, and Ryan will probably be back to join us for many more of these. Can't cover everything in one interview, so maybe you can have a little bit of a summarization.
Okay. I think what I would summarize is saying that had I known at a younger age what I know now, I would have been able to protect my grandparents. They worked long and hard. My grandfather was a machinist. They both saved some money for their grandkids. They're in nursing home now, and that money's going to the nursing home.
Biggest mistake people make?
Biggest mistake people make is they try to chase high returns and they forget about reliable income. It's not about how big our accounts are. It's about how big is our guaranteed foundation income.
All right. And as in my conversations with Ryan off air, one size does not fit all. And that's why everyone, regardless of whether they go to Ryan and Summit Financial Partners or someone else, should have an individual analysis of your situation. So much of it, as we conclude, Ryan, involves an individual's psychology. The state he or she is in regarding conservative or less conservative investments, right?
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, when you reach retirement age, your advisor during the accumulation phase is a primary care physician equivalent.
All right.
Or distribution specialist.
SummitFinancialPartners.org. Ryan Skinner, thanks a million for the advice. We'll be back.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
All right, we are now going to deal with a very serious subject that doesn't get enough attention, and the people involved are brave fighting men and women who go overseas. I'm not one of them, so I'm only speaking on the basis of what I know. They really don't get the attention. They don't get the treatment they deserve, but that's for another show. But let's have our next guest talk about it. Casey Sean Harmon. The name of the book is My Daddy Has PTSD. It's an illustrated book to help children understand the post-traumatic stress disorder. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. The book is available in paperback. And Casey, welcome to the airways, and thank you for bringing this very important story to us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and who is the principal in the book?
Well, I'm a disabled Army veteran. I served for a little over 7 years in the Army. I did two deployments. I was diagnosed with PTSD myself following my second deployment. I was a first responder in the Army, so I had to deal with a lot of really traumatic situations. I've seen a lot of people die of I've had to deal with the family members of those soldiers who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And to me, that was probably the hardest thing I ever had to do. I wrote the book, My Daddy Has PTSD, just as a way of, it was really my way of trying to communicate to my son, who now he'll be four in November. I wanted to explain to him some of the reasons why, his daddy, is kind of acts the way that I do in certain situations. I don't know if you're very familiar with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's easy to look it up online. A lot of information about it these days, but it's really an anxiety disorder. But there's lots of stuff involved. With me, I have triggers, and a few of my personal triggers are loud noises, sitting in heavy traffic, because that simulates and reminds me of the times that I was overseas and just being around a lot of people is very hard for me.
Casey, what kind of progress have you made since, based on medication, support system, therapy, your family, and how do you possibly adjust to telling a four-year-old to explain this? I mean, that seems to be a monumental task.
Well, to answer your first question, I've personally gone through exposure therapy. I'm on medication myself. A lot of soldiers, you know, take different things like Zoloft and whatever to kind of help with the anxiety. There's lots of different programs available both through the VA and organizations, private organizations out there. And to answer your second question, that was very hard for me to kind of step down to the level of my child and try to explain to him, you know, in terms that he would understand. It, essentially, the pictures of the book tell the story. You know,
yeah, I'm looking at the cover right now. It's very touching with you hugging your child, with somebody hugging his child.
Yes, and the pictures do represent me and my child. I had the illustrator, you know, base it after the way we look, and the I wanted to just break it down into easy, you know, easy words. Just as you read the book, you know, one page will tell you about one situation, you know, like a car backfires and, you know, daddy fell to his knees and was just overcome with anxiety. And, you know, to a young child, that's terrifying to see their dad do that. And I wanted a way to be able to explain to my child, listen, that, you know, daddy's not doing this because he's trying to scare you. This is actually a natural response. And I've gone to therapy. I've talked to counselors for over 3 years now since I was diagnosed with a disorder. And, you know, and this is one thing I've definitely learned is that communication is the key to coping, you know, as best as we can with this situation, try to explain to our family members what we're going through and ways that they can help.
Casey Sean Harmon, 7 years spent on a unit ministry team in the U.S. Army. Parachute accident left him with a permanent disability. So sorry. I mean, you've got all these issues to deal with. Has religion played a part in your life? Where do the basic support systems come from?
Well, I am a Christian, and I would not be here today if it wasn't for God. You know, I've gone through some things that only He could get me through. And other than that, definitely my family, just my wonderful wife, you know, my beautiful son, you know.
You mentioned, and this is your these are your words that I'm paraphrasing, because of these ongoing symptoms, you haven't been able to face the media to promote your book, and you've turned down a lot of interviews. From my point of view, and I've done thousands of these, you're doing an outstanding job here doing it. Are you comfortable in this environment, you and I and our listeners?
I'm definitely not comfortable, no. if you can see me now, I'm shaking all over. But
I wish I could do something else to help out. What is your prognosis, and you and your family's future look like, Casey?
One day at a time. You know, like I said, I've been going through programs and seeking help for over 3 years now, and it kind of comes and goes. You know, the one day is better than the next, and then something will happen, and then it seems like I go back to square one. But my thing is I just try to keep my eyes on, you know, what I'm trying to accomplish here. I'm trying to raise a good family. I'm trying to be a good dad and a good husband. I wrote this book as a means of really just to help my son, but then a friend of mine suggested that I just publish it, try to publish it for the whole world, and you know,
Well, thank you.
That's kind of where we're going.
Thank you for sharing your story. My daddy has PTSD. It's an illustrated book to help children understand post-traumatic stress disorder. It's written by Casey Sean Harmon, and it's published by Tate. Good luck to you, Casey. I hope to hear from you again, and I hope the news is good. It's been great having you on.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
Okay, we're back, and let me take a look at the political scene. You know, I go to, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm off to the Bahamas for 4 days, and I come back, and it's more of the same, and in some cases worse. There seems to be an acceptance, at least to a degree, that Trump will get next to the number of 1,237 delegates he needs to win this, and those who might make a difference, those who might slant this, will be some who decide for their own purposes of self-promotion and indulgence to go along with Trump. You know, I would say this is interesting. I mean, it is interesting, but it's so frightening to think that Hillary Clinton could be our president. And why hasn't the FBI done anything yet? Why? Gee, do you think maybe there's word from the top from Obama to get this thing squashed before it gets to Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, the Eric Holder, or the female race? I don't know, because I don't have any facts that my listening audience has. If I did, I would say, hey, listen, I heard from a source that. I haven't heard anything other than what I read and what I digest. It's not that I haven't heard anything, but it just doesn't look like it's going to happen, because I was telling a dear friend of mine last night, if it were going to happen, and with the process well on the way right now to the nomination of both parties, wouldn't the FBI, wouldn't the Justice Department, wouldn't the President of the United States step in? Something to think about. No emails, the indictments from Barack Obama. Can anybody guess why? Do you know how dirty this could be if there were those indictments? But Bill Clinton, I don't know whether he has hardening of the arteries. Even though I've done medical shows, I don't want to pretend to be a doctor here. Bill Clinton said in a talk in Spokane, Washington, that he called for putting the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us, and the 7 years before that, when we were practicing trickle-down economics with no regulation in Washington, which is what caused the crash, according to Bill Clinton. If you really want to know what caused the crash, and we can go to Johnson of one of the larger institutions, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had a big hand in this, but you won't hear it from the American public. What's wrong with Bill Clinton? I threw out a theory. I've had two theories that I've thrown out on this show. One of them has been that Trump really didn't want to be president. And when he started to take off in the polls, he just sat and said, oh, my God, look at this. I can't get out of this now. I thought he was along for a good ride. It's awfully hard to get into the brains of these people and to determine what motivates them. I thought a long time ago that Bill Clinton really didn't want Hillary to win this, and he would find a way to sabotage her campaign, and he's made some incredibly dumb statements from a brilliant guy. I leave it open to conjecture as to where the truth lies, and if it lies somewhere in between. And all of a sudden you got a debate going on between the Indian, Elizabeth Warren, and Donald Trump. And by the way, I have to be careful, because I've been saying I'm trying to get Trump on. I got a call yesterday from Trump's office from Hope Hicks. And if you follow the news, she is the chief spokesperson for Donald Trump and his campaign. Craig Lewandowski does something else. Craig is not booking guests. She called up and, I'm not saying anything except that she apologized and said, we're getting Trump on your show. I'm supposed to send her an email today. So I didn't initiate this. She did. So hopefully we'll get Trump on and I'll let you know when. And obviously I'm either going to do this live, or if Trump can't do it in the hours of my shows, I'll do it whenever he wants to do it. So just stay tuned. And I'm not afraid to ask him the hard questions as well. If I were, I shouldn't be doing this. That doesn't mean that I'm out to headhunt them and show everybody how tough I am. But I'm not intimidated by this stuff, because I think anybody who's intimidated shouldn't do radio. They shouldn't do radio. Terrible news out there, again. And, I mean, the blame, you know, it not only goes to Obama and our country and our security, although we haven't had an abundance of this in the United States, unless it's been suppressed. I mean, there are strange goings-on out there. I'm talking about the murder. The horrific murder with apparently ISIS, with 34 people dead, 100 plus injured, still counting. And during the course of this, Arabic shouts. Oh, did you hear that, Barry Obama? Shouts in Arabic. Oh, you think it was a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant from the Midwest? How much evidence do you need to support this? He'll never say fundamental Islam is responsible. He'll never do it. And if there are not 100% of the people out there who support what I just say, then they're just flat out stupid. And our enemies, I mean, they can basically do what they want. It really appears that way. When you look at Iran sending out a test of a missile, and on it, in Arabic and in Hebrew, destroy Israel, Obama doesn't say anything. That nitwit John Kerry doesn't say anything. When you see what the results were, quote, and I if I had him out wearing a hat, if I had one, I'd tip it to Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel, Netanyahu stood up to Obama. Obama hates him with a passion. Now this, come on. I mean, this isn't even a matter of my opinion versus your opinion. Obama hates him, and to just say it in a socially acceptable way, he doesn't like Israel. He gave $50 million to the Palestinians. That went to Hamas. I mean, what else do you need to know? When we had the freeze on flights, the embargo of flights, they still went to China. They went to Afghanistan. They went to Libya. They went everywhere, but not Israel. I don't even know what the solution is. You can't begin impeachment proceedings. And I'm thinking, well, let me see, where are we? April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Got about, 8 months, 10 months left? Pardon me, a little drink of water here. I don't know where we're going. Trump needs 60% of the 107 delegates. He, along with Ted Cruz, gave tremendously supportive talks for Israel. This is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the AIPAC. I listened to both talks. There isn't any real need for me to compare the talks. They were both done in 100% support of Israel. You come away, you believe what you want. I have a friend, he's really a good friend. Although if you're listening, any day I'm going to end this relationship if you don't stop with your nonsense about telling me to look at Snopes and all these stupid websites, because he can't deal with the reality as it is out there. I hope he's listening. If he is, at the end of the show, I'll get a call or an email. I'm not going to mention his name. I have a lot of people like this. Most of them I've severed my relationship. Honestly, I've severed my relationship with, because the U.S. is at stake. But when it comes to people like anybody in my family, not my immediate family, because I, 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 I would have never married on those grounds. I mean, my criteria for marriage, not that anybody cares, is that my partner cannot be a liberal, a radical, or a progressive. I couldn't live with one. This isn't James Carville and Mary Matlin town for me. So I try to do the reasonable thing. I try to stay away from these conversations, but I can see what's starting to happen. I'm getting more and more infuriated every day because we're getting closer and closer and closer, not necessarily to Armageddon, but a third world socialist / Marxist country in the United States. We're already well there. I can't come on radio because it's my responsibility, and there are times I can't say what I really... I do not lie. Let me make that very, very clear. I just moderate some of my statements. I've seen so many things. I mean, you want an example? Let me give you an example. Let's save that example when we get back from the break.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
Let me pick up a point. And again, and I'm measuring what I'm saying right now because I've always tried to conduct my radio shows with dignity. I really have. If you go back and listen, you may not agree with my position. I had one producer who will be unnamed, who the only producer, and I've had hundreds of them, and every one of them has been great. And Laurie's my producer here today and on the shows, and I just love her. I do. I love her in a platonic way. She does a phenomenal job. And I had one producer who said to me, can I ask you a favor? And I said, sure. He says, can you stop knocking Obama? And I said, what's your job there? Can I tell you my job? It's my show. And this is what you can run into with people. I'm happy to say I don't work with that producer anymore. All right, I was getting to a point where I wanted to make a statement about what may be true or may not be. Where was Barack Obama born? I mean, they're making a big deal about Cruz. It's got no basis. His mother was born here. I mean, I'm really, really disappointed about Trump saying that. And when he wrote his book, when he wasn't president, but the book came out, Dreams of My Father, I said this before. I have a regret. I really do. But who can look ahead to the future? Who knew that this blankety blank blank could become president of the United States? Who knew it? I was at the John F. Kennedy Memorial Library. I've actually stopped going to those things because they're all a bunch of clapping seals for the progressive left. It's okay. It's not good for, I don't have high blood pressure, but it's not good. And Barry Obama's book came out. Now, I didn't buy a book because the company sent me books. I didn't get his book. I didn't know whether it meant anything at the time. And I don't want to read his book. because if I want to read a novel, I'll find something else. In his book, he talks about having been in Kenya. His wife, Michelle, talks about having been in Kenya. George Stephanopoulos, he talks about himself as being a Muslim, not a Christian, until Stephanopoulos, that you-know-what sucker, stepped in. And these are some just, you want to call them facts, the Quran. I have not read the Quran, but I interviewed someone the other day who's read it cover to cover. Hey, can you spare me the grief of going through this? I said, does it talk about the annihilation of anyone who wasn't a believer? He said, yes, convert or die. All you have to do is look at the, it's not even repressive, it's brutal treatment of women. And a liberal women in this country? Oh, that's okay, isn't it? Where are you, the organization of women? It's, you know what it is? It's like Trump made that dumb comment, he could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and get away with it. The far left in this country can say anything, can do anything, and it can get away with it. Because the average person, when I say the average person isn't like me, this is what I do for a living, all right? So I'm not on my high horse saying I'm mightier than thou. But I'm a political guy. And what Donald Trump says in one way goes with his supporters in another way. I mean, he's getting just, I mean, his son Eric got a death threat. His sister is a judge, got death threats. I mean, this is an outstanding family, like them or not. I mean, you can look at Trump and say, boy, what a screwed up guy. Look at his family. His daughter converted to be an Orthodox Jew, Ivanka. She's dropped dead gorgeous. She's expecting a third child. She says she's an Orthodox Jew. And then people are trying to twist the fact that Trump won't support Israel because he makes statements like making a deal. Well, I'd make a deal with the Palestinians, but the deal would not be predicated on anything that lessened the position of Israel. And I don't have to get into that. I'm not going to be making the deal. You have to take what's out there, and it's a choice in what to believe. Look where this guy is now, Obama. He's in Cuba. Raul Castro never even greeted him at the plane. And, of course, the nitwits Kerry and everyone else, that's no big deal. What an absolute insult. And I'm glad. I'm saluting right now Benjamin Netanyahu for failing to meet with Obama. Every time it's happened in the past, Obama has insulted him beyond belief. So you want to deny the facts, go ahead. I know when I go to the post office later and I see a couple of liberals whom I become very friendly with, the subject of politics never comes up. Why would I want to get into a fist fight at the post office? But I am passionate about what I believe. I'm able to defend it in a sensible way with facts, as opposed to people who, they love Hillary because they hate Trump. He's got his finger on the button. They hate W. I am not a fan of George W. Bush. Trust me. But when you compare him to Hillary, when you compare him to John Kerry, when you compare him, to Bernie Sanders, the only reason I keep leaving Sanders out is I can't help it. I like the guy because I don't think he's a liar. And that's where we are. And we're going to talk more about this. I had a lot of things that I wanted to get into today. Haven't had the chance to do it. But when I schedule Trump, and I'll schedule him knowing that he cancels a lot of these, I'm hopeful that we can get this done. I will be in contact with the Trump camp today. And well, again, as I said earlier, the only thing is they contacted me. So that was after a few rather hard-nosed emails about how Trump goes on other stations. And I'm a supporter of Trump's. I'm a supporter of Cruz. And I want to wish everyone a terrific day. Take a drink of cranberry juice, and I'm going to move on. I hope you have as good a day as I'm looking for.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.